wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
Gang's all here, Pastor.
In many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this. What is it? It's the 13th day. 13th day of September 2023. And tonight we have on the board, he's at the helm, our producer, none other than Kyle.
Hey, Pastor Ernie.
Hey, Kyle, man, you're on the job. And tonight we have, she's our all-natural little lady, Miss Wendy Wilson.
Good evening, Pastor. Good to be with you.
Good to have you here. And then tonight we have with us the Missouri legend, none other than the parson, Joe Larson.
Just say infamous, and glad to be with you.
Alrighty. You guys ready for tonight? We got a bunch of stuff we're going to do. A little different tonight. You know, we've been going through the King James Bible and why the King James Bible is so far superior. Why it is the Bible. It is the Bible. God didn't give us 400 different Bibles. Why the King James Bible is superior in all the ways. And tonight we're going to do a little something a little different. You hear all of these sound bites, you know, you can bet on it, right? I mean, all these little phrases that you hear today.
Take it to the bank.
Yep, you can take it right. Where did all this come from? Well, we're going to take a look at that tonight. Now, Wendy, what we're going to do is I'm going to read a complete verse, and you and Joe tell me which part of that verse is what a phrase that's commonly repeated today. In fact, this first phrase that we're going to do is so commonly repeated, it's actually etched into something very famous. Okay? So we're going to start tonight with Leviticus chapter 25. And verse 10, are you ready? And ready. You shall hallow the 15th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and you shall return every man into his possessions, and you shall return every man into his family. Which part of that verse is a common known phrase today?
It's basically bankruptcy law.
Well.
Proclaim liberty throughout the land.
Right. We'll give one to Joe.
That's Liberty Bell.
It's right on the Liberty Bell. Yep.
They used that for, well, they had used it for bankruptcy law. So after 7 years, that came off of your report.
Yeah, you both got one right.
Yeah, you're right there.
Yeah.
The phrase itself was on the Liberty Bell first.
Yeah, you're right.
You got it right, Joe. I
we're
was
both right.
On a
no,
whole
we're both
other
right.
Tangent.
I was just first, and you're second right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but her right's prettier than yours, Joe.
Of course.
Okay. We're going to go to the next
one. Hey, remember, I've got the face for radio, Wendy.
Yep. Yeah. All righty, here we go. Here's the next verse. This is a very short one. Okay. For the men of war, this is out of Numbers 31, verse 53. For the men of war had taken spoil, every man for himself. What part of that phrase is very common?
Every man for himself.
Correct. All righty. Let me see.
Unfortunately, they're using that in the wrong manner. It's kind of like you're on your own, dude.
Yep. All right. Here's this is Deuteronomy chapter 32, and this is verse 10. He found him in a desert land, and in the waste, howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. What part of that verse is commonly?
Wendy's got that one.
Well, it's apple of the eye. That's that. Yeah.
Yep. Alrighty there. Let's go to the next one here. Would be out of Judges chapter 2, verse 3. Wherefore, I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their God shall be a snare unto you. So, which part of that is a commonly known phrase?
Thorn in my side.
You got it, young lady.
Exactly.
Boy, man, I got my contestants tonight are pretty smart. All right, here you go. Now I'm in Judges chapter 4, verse 21. Then Jael, Heber's wife, took a nail of the tent and took a hammer in her hand and went softly unto him and smote the nail into his temple. And he fastened it into the ground, for he was fast asleep and weary, so he died. So which part of that was a commonly known phrase today?
Hit the nail on the head.
yeah.
Well, that's not actually what it says. It says... She smote the nail in his temple. Okay. I mean, you don't hear too many people say.
Hey, Pastor, I got one. I think I got it. How about walk softly and carry a big stick?
No.
Hammer nail.
All right. No. Now, listen, I'm going to do this again. I'll give you a little hint. Apparently, you guys need a little hint, okay? Then Jael, Heber's wife, took a nail of the tent and took a hammer in her hand and went softly into him and smote the nail in his temple and fastened him to the ground, for he was fast asleep and weary, so he died.
So the clue was fast asleep.
There you go.
Fastened asleep, actually, is what it kind of was. Fast asleep.
Yeah, he was fastened to the ground, wasn't he? Okay.
Yeah.
All right there. I'm going to keep moving on here. We're going to go now over to 2 Kings chapter. Did I miss one? Yeah. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 3. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elijah and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away the master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold your peace.
Oh, yeah,
hold your peace.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You got it. That was a pretty easy one. You got to admit
it. That one was, yeah, I have to admit, but it's amazing how many of these things that are so commonplace come from the Bible, and yet most of the Bible illiterate people have no idea where it came from. So it's a wonderful study.
Absolutely. Here you go.
A great part of our English language culture right out of the King James Bible.
Now, you guys know that millions of people are listening to you, so if you mess up on this, they're going to know it, right?
Well, I hit the nail on the head once. I'll just keep doing it.
Yeah. All right. Now, 2 Kings 25, 27. No, actually, 2 Kings 25, verse 30. And his allowance was a continual allowance given him of the king, a daily rate for every day and all the days of his life. Which part of that phrase is a commonly used phrase?
Well, daily rate. We use that in many things. If you want to buy gold, you have to look at the daily rate. You want to buy silver, you look at the daily rate.
Well, there's three of them in that one verse. One is his allowance. His allowance.
Yes, an allowance, yeah.
Yeah. And the last part of days of his life. The days of his life. And so, you guys, boy, I'm going to tell you, here you go. Let's go over to...
3:1. What verse was that again?
That was a Bible verse, Joe.
I know which Bible verse.
Let me see. I believe I was in 2 Kings 25, verse 30, it was.
Okay, thank you. I got to go look that up again. All right.
Okay.
Next.
2 Kings 25, 30, yeah, okay. Now, this is 1 Chronicles 9:25. And their brethren which were in their villages were to come after 7 days from time to time with them. Which part of that
time
verse?
Time to time.
All righty. Okay, you got it. There you go. Here you go.
Yep. From time to time, even Ernie cracks a funny joke.
Yes. Time after time. He could just make it time after time. Okay. And Hilkiah, this is, oh, by the way, this is 2 Chronicles chapter 34, verse 22. Okay. 2 Chronicles 34:22, and Hilkiah and they that the king had appointed went to Huldah, and the prophetess, the wife of Shillem, the son of Tikva, the son of Hazrich, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she dwelt in Jerusalem in her college, and they spake to her to that effect.
Keeper of the wardrobe?
No, not hardly. That's not a common phrase.
How about that effect? How about that effect?
To that effect. You got it. That's
it.
To
that effect, yeah.
All righty. Okay. Here we go. The next one is over here. Oh, okay. This is going to be a two-parter because I'm going to ask you what... Well, let me get to that. Okay, we're in Esther chapter 8 and verse 10. And he wrote in the king Ahasuerus' name and sealed it with a king's ring and sent letters by post on horseback and the riders and the mules and camels and young dromedaries. So, what part of that was a commonly...
Letters by post?
Yep, that's where we got the name of what? What?
Pony Express.
Yeah, well, it was actually called the post office. That's where
post office.
From this, from this verse, that's where that word came.
Letters by post.
Right, and so... today, when you post something, you can have a letter, and post it means to place it someplace, like in an ad, or like Luther with his thesis, right?
Right.
Okay.
Nailed to the door.
Right. And let me go here. I'll ask the folks out there later on how you guys are doing. We're gonna go to Job chapter 19. And this should be a very easy one. Verse 20. My bone cleaveth to my skin and to my flesh, and I am escaped with the skin of my teeth.
Oh, skin of my teeth. But it's almost a double. It's almost the skin and bones is almost there, but skin of my teeth.
Yep, you're right. All right. I'm going to go over now.
Hey, what do they call? I had going back to that something about the wardrobe. Isn't that the wardrobe mistress or something in a movie studio? They have a wardrobe person. There's a name.
Yeah.
Keeper of the wardrobe or something. There's a name.
I think it's just right. Referred to as wardrobes. I think they just referred to him as Robert. To his
wardrobe section. Okay. Now, that's what I was thinking.
Okay. Now we're at Psalm 107 and in verse 27. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end.
Wit's end.
You got it.
There's two of them, to and fro and stagger like a drunken sailor. Well, drunken man, we call drunken sailor.
That actually, whole verse, you could put that whole verse in there, couldn't you?
Could, yeah.
Okay. Here's one. Let me Psalm 90, verse 12. So teach us to number our days, and that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom.
Should read that again.
So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom.
I guess
it has to be number our days.
Yeah. Yep, it's number our days. Okay. Here's one, Proverbs. Let's see if you get this one, because this one might be a little bit harder for you.
Okay.
And that is in Proverbs 23. Okay. Proverbs 23, verse 6. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats.
Evil eye?
Yep, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
What about here? This is another one. This is really too easy. It's too easy, okay? Isaiah 40, verse 15. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted
drop
as...
drop in the bucket.
Yep. Okay, well, there's another one in here, too.
Okay.
And it counted as the small dust of the balance. He taketh up the isles as a very little thing. So you've got... It's a very little thing.
Very little thing is one.
Yep. Well, actually, you can almost put... let me see. The small dust of a balance.
That's,
yep. Alrighty.
Sure, I've heard. I know you can measure a little bit of gold dust in the balance, but small dust in a balance, huh?
Yeah. Let's go over to Isaiah 52 and read verse 8. You ready?
All right.
The watchman shall lift up the voice. With a voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring
eye
them.
Eye to eye.
That's pretty easy, isn't it?
Yeah, that okay. One was.
Isaiah 60, verse 1. Okay, this is a very easy, easy one. Arise and shine, for the light is come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. So what
I'll
do you...
I'll give that one to Wendy.
Say it again?
Arise and shine.
Yeah, arise and shine.
yeah, that was pretty easy.
I've heard that one since I was a small child.
And so, well, I'm going to give you a couple more real quick, and then I'm just going to read them off to you. In Matthew 15... 15:14, we read, and then blind leading the blind. That is a covenant.
Right there, blind leading the blind.
Yeah. In Matthew 16:2, we hear, fair weather. I tell you.
Friends, yeah, fair weather.
this is one that you hear commonly, Matthew 22, verse 12. And he was speechless. He was speechless.
Yeah.
And don't you wish that that would be the case with Joe Biden?
Oh. Yep. If he could say nothing, that would be a miracle from God.
I'll just give you two very quick ones, and then we're going to go to our break. Mark 3:21, we read, and he is beside himself. He is beside himself.
I am beside myself.
Yeah. And so, and then, if I remember this one, I'll try to, I can remember over in Mark 14:72, called to mind. It's called to mind. And with that, we're going to be right back after this. Kyle, take it away.
Elections have been rigged for centuries because government is a form of slavery, which is why what the founding fathers of these United States gave us is so revered. They drafted a form of government unlike any other in history, a revolutionary form of governance based upon the foundation that all men are created equal and independent, and that all are born with the inherent and inalienable right to the preservation of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. George Washington wrote, "If men are to be precluded from offering their sentiments on a matter which may involve the most serious and alarming consequences that can invite the consideration of mankind, reason is of no use to us. The freedom of speech may be taken away, and dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter." Benjamin Franklin wrote, "Freedom of speech is a principal pillar of a free government. When this support is taken away, the constitution of a free society is dissolved, and tyranny is erected on its ruins." And this is where we are at today. Our First Amendment states that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. And it has been stripped away from us by tyrants. News host Owen Schroyer is being charged with the crime of questioning the results of the 2020 presidential elections, the most blatant election fraud in U.S. history. And he did so peacefully, which is his God-given right under the U.S. Constitution. Schroyer isn't being charged with conspiracy, incitement, or any actual crime at all. He is being charged for exercising his freedom of speech. The sentencing document goes on for pages, quoting him for saying what Americans on both sides of the crippling two-party system have been saying for over a century. In short, that the government is tyrannical and criminal, which should be obvious to just about everyone at this point. And this is not a crime. It is the first line of defense against tyranny, our freedom to call it out. The document mentions a simple misdemeanor that involves Schroyer being on Capitol grounds. This was a violation of a court order that resulted from a 2019 arrest when Schroyer stood and protested a House Judiciary Committee meeting. But this is not the crime he is being charged with. The 30-page sentencing document is nothing but hot air being blown by a legal team held on the leash by tyrants who occupy the halls of our government. What Schroyer is actually being charged with is best summarized on page 20, where it states, "His statements and actions after January 6 illustrate his complete lack of remorse. To date, despite a number of opportunities he has taken to speak about the election and January 6, he has yet to sincerely demonstrate genuine remorse for his conduct. In other words, he won't shut up about the stolen 2020 election. This is his God-given right, but the criminals who have hijacked we the people's government are letting the rest of us know that those days are over, and we are now their slaves to be experimented on, thrown in jail, and murdered." Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Already, very good. And you know what? I can tell you this. I'm not questioning the 2020 election. I know without a doubt there was election fraud. That election was stolen. And Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and Chuckie Schumer, the whole deep state, Merrick Garland, Chris Ray, the whole entire deep state. The Democratic Party, the entire Democratic Party is completely corrupted. There's no part of it, not any part of it, that's not corrupted. And that goes to half of the Republican Party also. Totally and completely corrupted, folks. And they can't win an election without cheating. And that's what they did. And anyone, you hear that, Brett Baer? Anyone and everyone that says there was no election fraud is a liar, and there's not a bit of truth in them. And that's the fact.
Well, we know two things. Even if the election were perfect, there were two things that happened prior to the election that stole the election. And that was all those millions of Zuckerbucks that, instead of helping the counties with their election, went to buy votes in the Democrat Party. And then, of course, was the denial of the Hunter Biden's laptop by the CIA, all the intelligence officers, the news, and all these people hiding the truth, the sin of omission, the lie of omission. Those two things alone, according to a lot of the experts, should have swung the election. Even if every vote was legit, it would have changed the election to Trump. So well, right there we know it was an illegitimate election.
When you get several thousand ballots turned in, with different names, but all at the same address, you kind of know that you can't put that many people in an apartment, right?
Yeah, especially when it was a funky place to start with. But like I said, even if the election were perfect, which it was far from that, we saw them pull the suitcases out. We were sitting there watching them send the Republicans home in the middle of the night for break, and they pulled the suitcases out. We could see them pulling out stacks of ballots, starting to run them through the machines. I mean, we could sit them in their TV sets at home and watch it.
Uh-oh.
They're being attacked again.
Somebody don't like what you're saying, Joe.
I know. Well, we have a tendency to do that a lot, don't we? Say things they don't want.
All righty. Wendy, you're... Yes? Guess what? Let me say this real quickly. Tomorrow, morning prayer meeting, Doers of the Word Baptist Church, 9 a.m. Prayer meeting, right after the prayer meeting, we have the newsletter. We've got to get the newsletter out, folks, so I'm counting on you. Listen, this is your hero speaking out here. We got to get you out there tomorrow morning. Make sure you're there. And then sign deployment. We have sign deployment. We picked up 1,000 vote no signs. We picked up 1,000 vote no signs. I need Doers of the Word to show tomorrow, and we got to get her done. So, alrighty, are you back,
anyway,
Joe?
Joe's back. They can frustrate us, but they can't shut us up, right?
Nope. We just I can't say it. There's something that we have done. We've learned when this happens how to get around them, but I can't say that because in case they don't know, then they would know. Okay, so.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, so with that, we're going to let Miss... Oh, I got to say this very quickly, too. You know, every now and then you have, like Wendy, somebody that gives excellent service, a good product and excellent service. And when they do that, I give them a free ad on the radio because they deserve it. And I got to say, Middlefield Sign Company, Jacob Lashev out there runs, young Jacob runs Middlefield Sign Company. And... He's been there. He took it over for his dad, who was a dear friend of mine, who went home to be with the Lord. He does indoor, outdoor signs, vehicle decals, banners, magnets, wide formats, printing, yard signs, stickers, a lot of those things that we use, we've been using over the years for the Right to Life. He does. And that's Middlefield Signs. So if you folks need signs made, I'm going to tell you, here, when I say the good service, I called him yesterday and said, Joe, I need this sign. It's very important that I get this sign today. It's a big sign that I get it as soon as possible. I didn't say it today, and I couldn't believe when he said, I'll have it for you tomorrow, because I know he is really busy. But he did, sure enough. So call. If you need a sign, you can call Jacob at 440-632-0708. That's 440-632-0708. 0708. That's the Middlefield Sign Company. And the website is middlefieldsigncompany.com. Middlefieldsigncompany.com. So go to Jacob out there to get a sign. All right, Miss Wendy, take her away, young lady.
Well, I thought we'd talk about human organs and what they're doing about having a shortage, because organ donations, Pastor, are at an all-time low, and they need organs for organ transplant procedures.
I've got all mine, and I'm keeping them, Wendy.
Yeah. Well, according to Health Resources and Service Administration, there's a little over 104,000 Americans on the national transplant list, and we're told on average 17 people pass away a day waiting for an organ transplant. Now, some countries offer incentives for organ donation, but the problem here is there are more people needing transplants than organs that are available, and science is looking for ways to grow and harvest new body parts. Okay? Well, let's look at the stats. In 2022, 42,000 transplants were given in the United States. The organ that is the most in demand is the kidneys. Liver is the second. Yep, liver second, and then heart, lung, and pancreas after that. And according to the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, they said the donor organ shortage has become a global problem that has limited the development of organ transplantation. Human animal chimeras provide the ability to produce human organs in other species in order to stem the gap, and they're using stem cells to do this. So what they call this is organ farming. I don't know if you've heard that term. But in Beijing, at the University Academy of Scientists at the Guizhou Institute of Biomedicine, the scientists there are creating chimeric embryos for the purpose of making translatable organs. They call them translatable. So the chimeric embryo is a human generic stem cell, and it's incorporated in with an embryo from an animal species. So the human stem cells are transplanted, if you will, into an animal embryo to generate the development of new cells, which create multiple tissues and organs. So the Chinese scientists, Pastor, have implanted the human stem cells into a pig embryo, which was then transferred into a surrogate female pig. And so far, they have created human-sized kidneys said to contain normal form, structure, and tubal formations in just 28 days. The research did get published in the September 2023 Journal of Stem Cell, and we're told that this is a young field of regenerative medicine that is gaining a lot of popularity. So what we're witnessing is a new field of medicine creating half-human and half-animal creations and then sacrificing them. So let me read you a quote from the Stem Cell Journal. They said the researchers focused on kidneys because they are one of the first organs to develop, and they're also the most commonly transplanted organ in human medicine. So they've been experimenting and growing rat organs in mice and vice versa, but this is said to be the first humanized organ they have been successfully manufactured in an animal. So they've been working on this probably 10 years. At least, but I want to run the numbers by you, Pastor. The cost of a kidney transplant right now, if you get, you know, an organ from a human, it runs about $83,000, but this does not include the fees associated with the harvesting of the organ from the deceased, and that's often paid for by the deceased estate. Now, with the chimeric embryo or animal-human version, the cost could be more expensive, according to a paper that was published by Stanford University in the Intersect Journal in 2017. This article was called The Unknown of Human-Animal Chimera Research. They said, this is by Alessandro Luna. According to Luna, he said the cost to make a chimera tissue starts around $100,000. So, again, the National Library chimes in. They say crossing the species boundary between human and animals is always connected with many ethical issues. The possibility of inducting human cells into animal neural and reproductive systems has met particularly strong public resistance. However, the human-animal chimera is not only a promising strategy, but also will alleviate the organ shortages. Any questions so far, Pastor?
Yeah. When was the first time something like this was done, and what was the consequences where you had human DNA and DNA of foreign beings where they were brought together and they ended up creating a half human being? When was that done? The first time?
I mean, in scientific research, is that your question, or just through the span of time, in general?
Well, you've heard about the flood, right?
Right.
And there was a reason that he brought the flood on, because they did exactly that. They took fallen angels, took women, and they had offsprings, and the offsprings were not fully human. They did exactly what the Chinese are doing here in a different way. Now, and you see what God's judgment was on that. Okay, how long did he allow it to continue before he completely destroyed the earth? We're not completely sure, but it was a while. He allowed it to go on for a little while before he completely destroyed the earth. And now in China, let me tell you what China is famous for. You have the Uyghurs, and Christians.
Uyghurs.
And Christians, they have been selling their organs. They have developed a technique where they can brain dead. They can take a person, put that person brain dead, but allow the heart to keep beating and pumping blood. And they remove the organs and put them in an ice chest right there so they're kept fresh. Right on the spot, they set up these little medical surgery tables right out there, and they have these prisoners sitting in line and waiting, watching as their fellow prisoners have their organs taken away from them. This, and the Chinese, we reported on this all the way back in the 70s, they were doing this.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Well, science
we
is really...
Go ahead, Randy.
Go ahead.
Okay.
No, I was just going to continue with the segment, but if you got a question or a comment, go ahead.
Well, we normally...
I was going to say the Chinese doctors said they have... one of them was... We talked about this a while back, Pastor. One of the doctors said they're still doing that live organ harvesting in China recently.
Yeah, we just...
Just a month or two ago.
Yeah, we just did a good segment on that. We did a whole... clip on there about 30 minutes with people that were there reporting on that. Now, normally we don't
Wendy,
open...
Did you know they did a pig heart transplant here not too long ago on somebody, and I guess the last I heard it was still working. So they actually tried a whole pig heart, and the rejection was fairly low and the person's still alive.
We'll touch on
that in a minute.
Yeah, we don't take questions until we open the phone lines, and so this is going to be an exception because we have not opened the phone line. But hardly anybody ever talks to Pastor Hal, so we'll let him get in here. Go ahead, Hal.
Yeah, it seems like the Chinese, in fact, practice a form of cannibalism when I've heard that they even might eat certain body parts and stuff like that. But I got a question for Wendy, and it's a nutrition question. I'm not going to be able to call in later, but it's a one quick question. I was reading about stevia in the Epic Times. It was supposed to be such a great artificial thing to take, it all kinds of nutrients and everything. But then I read online where it has epirethral or something like that, which causes strokes and heart attacks.
Somebody's added that. You want to get a pure stevia product if you're going to use it. You don't want those additives in it.
Right. Is organic stevia? I looked online. One place said organic stevia even has it, and the other one said organic stevia doesn't have that erythritol. So
it just depends on who's adding it. They may say, well, the stevia is still organic, but they're adding a stabilizer.
Okay. All right. So if it's not on the package, then they don't have it. Is that right?
Right. Right.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And I'll get off the air.
All righty. Okay. Very good.
Thanks, Sal.
So
good.
Go ahead.
Should I keep going here, Pastor?
Yeah, you got to keep going.
Well, you know, science really is selling this organ manufacturing to healthcare. They're selling it in a way of saving patients and insurance companies money due to the likelihood of less organ rejection, saving each patient about $100,000 a year in annual anti-rejection medicine. And also they're saving much more, they say, in hospital expenses during the last 8 years of a patient's life that is suffering with renal failure. So according to the Chinese scientists, after that 28 days, the kidneys are formed and composed, they found that there's 50 to 60% human cells in it. So what do you suppose the rest is made of?
Animal.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Pig. Exactly.
Pig.
According to Zhen Dai, he's with the University Academy of Scientists there at the Biomedicine China Lab. He says, we saw only very few human neural cells in the brain and spinal cord and no human cells in the genital ridge of the surrogate. So human cells were getting into the pig's spine and brain. So, but they're trying real hard to get around the ethics issue because there's a lot of people in the scientific community that are not on board with mixing human and animal tissue like this. And according to New York University Grossman School of Medicine, they said this in January 2020, they said currently it's difficult to control exactly how the stem cells will contribute to their host, if at all. Some warn that this is dangerous to toy with this concept before it is fully understood, lest we accidentally produce, for example, a pig with a human brain that could hinder regenerative medicine at large. Can you wrap your brain around that, a pig with a human brain, because the stem cells of humans went to that area, the neuro area? And I have to say it's about the money. Science is really pushing after these ethical arguments, and they're pushing them aside because and they want to ignore them because the likelihood of creating serious health issues in these transplant cases is a real concern. Could this practice within scientific healthcare produce even more virulent and maybe deadly diseases? The Bible warns us of. They don't know this. But let me read you some. There's two important quotes here. One is from Professor Luna, the author of The Unknown of Human-Animal Chimera Research, who said, previous research has shown disease transmission can occur when interspecies are introduced. Cross-species diseases can propagate. Some of the most prominent examples include Ebola, H5N1, influenza A, and the emergence of HIV/AIDS in humans from primates nearly 70 years ago. And then Dr. Miguel Esteban, also with the Chinese Biomedicine Lab, says before we get to that stage of making organs that can be on the shelf for clinical practice, this method provides a window for studying human development and tracing the human cells we're injecting and manipulating them so that they can study diseases and how they can how the cell lineages are formed. So they just don't know at this point how much of the cell transfer from animal to human and human to animal is really going on. And what are the chances, Pastor? Because the United States acquires a majority of the generic prescription drugs from China. So what's the likelihood that the organs for transplantation will be provided by China? What do you think?
Yeah, I think that would be a good possibility, but it would be done right here, too, in America because of the corruption. Unless we get the deep state out. But here, look, you've got Planned Parenthood doing horrendous things with little children, children that are born alive and kept for months, and then they experiment on these babies alive without giving them anything for pain. This is being done. It's been done. You've got these wicked, wicked, wicked women that will actually get pregnant, carry a child to term, and sell that baby for $20,000-$30,000, okay? It makes a year's, to these sick, morbid, mad, people, bad doctors there at Planned Predators and these other places. So that's, I think, you know, I don't think God's going to, this, all of this that's happening right now is showing you that we're, that God's cup of indignation is just about full. We're standing in the shadow. We're living in a, of an angry God. And I think it's going to happen soon. In fact, he's been sending us warnings, but people aren't picking up on the warnings. He's been sending you increased floods, increased earthquakes, and things that are happening out there. For example, Wendy, you know, a lot of people have missed the whole idea of what God has done over the years where it comes to fire. We just commemorated here 9/11. But what they miss is that the fact that if you go back and you look at 9/11, fire, people were murdered, killed by fire. They tried to burn Randy Weaver out and his family at Ruby Ridge. They were going to burn him out. At Waco, they did burn him out. In Maui, they did burn him out. And if there had been a way, they could have done it on January 6th. I'm sure they would, but see, people don't understand. These things aren't, you know, there is a satanic, in every one of these cases where you had the, was the six people murdered, all of these are sacrifices, and a lot of people don't understand this. The demonic, satanic, deep state that we have out there, they look upon these things as human sacrifices, and so, I've got a little quick clip to play, too. Wendy, you know about monkeypox?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, here's a doctor that ended up getting getting a monkeypox vax, and now he's crippled, completely crippled. But let me tell you what he has to say very quickly.
I had to create an educational video about the monkeypox jab. I researched the ingredients. Lo and behold, it contains the most lethal antibiotic ever created, Cipro. Yes, the same antibiotic that put me in a wheelchair 6 years ago and disabled millions around the world. If you notice the videos I post of patients walking again from wheelchairs, the majority have consumed the antibiotic Cipro. Cipro contains fluoride, and you are injecting fluoride into your body. Now, why on earth would you place this toxic antibiotic with fluoride into the new shot? If you have any cellular damage or an adverse event from prior post or are on HIV medication, this one has the possibility of causing massive mitochondrial toxicity as the antibiotic Cipro comes with a black box warning leading to permanent neuropathy, muscle wasting, and brain damage. I hope this knowledge allows you to make the right decision about your health. Thanks for watching.
Right, so we're hearing more and more people are damaged by this Cipro out there.
Yeah, I did a show on that. Yeah, it's really dangerous, I think, medication. And people have all kinds of, it can shred your tendons and mess with your muscles and all kinds of things.
Well, you know, you're not hearing any of that on NBC, ABC, CBS, because Cipro's made by Big Pharma. And they're going to start again. Now they've got a new vaccine. They want to start giving six-month-old babies. And there are a lot of parents.
No human testing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not it's one no human test.
Right. And there are a lot of parents out there that are dumb enough and evil enough to do that to their children. And you know, that's all I can say, that you've got to be dumb and evil to give your child that vax out there. I wanted to say this
people
very quickly.
People don't understand they're putting it out under an emergency. That's how they're able to get it out so quickly. It's under an emergency plan, and that means the government isn't responsible if it doesn't work, goes wrong. If you take it, you take it at your own risk. It hasn't really been approved. It's under emergency approval. So the government's trying to have it both ways. They're trying to, you know, do everything. But again, that new vaccine, unless you've seen something I haven't, Wendy, I couldn't find where there'd been one test on an animal, let alone on a person.
Right. Well, Pastor, are we coming
have
up to a break?
Because
I got more material for you.
Yeah, we are. I was going to tell folks right away that in order to get your catalog, Apothecary Herbs, and find out where you can get the best natural medicines available, real medicine, That is the powerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, or go to 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Go ahead, Wendy. You've got 4 minutes left.
Okay. Well, back in August 2017, I reported on an occurrence where people were finding these odd, bizarre, grotesque creatures washed up on the beaches, and this was all over the world. And they were taking pictures with their cell phones, and they were posting them on social media. And what was really weird is when the authorities found out about it, they would swoop in, get the carcass, and take it off, and nobody heard anything else about it. So your regular media wasn't really covering this. So the people that were posting these pictures coined the word globsters, because there was one almost the size of a small whale, and it was had this hair, white hair on it, almost like a sheepdog. And it just bizarre little things like that. And so what was going on is back in 17, countries had laws that prohibited cloning and mixing human with animal cells. And so what these scientists did is they just went offshore where they could, you know, go on a vessel lab, do their experiments, and I think when their creations died, they just chucked them overboard. So,
wow.
And the scientific perspective, this was the Journal of Genome Biology and Evolution, they said that 75% of the human DNA is junk. It's non-essential junk. They said the same thing about your tonsils and your appendix. So the term junk DNA was first used in 1972. It refers to DNA that has no known function. So I want to say God doesn't make junk, see?
No.
And and your tonsils are the only immune system gland that makes an antibody for polio. So when you see them ripping, tonsils out of kids, you have a polio epidemic. So people have power. They just got to exercise it. I use herbs. The Bible instructs us to use herbs. If you read your scripture, you'll find that out, and I encourage you to read it. So you have power to even reverse problems that you may have, and it's all doable. People just haven't been taught how to do it. But thank you for mentioning our website and our phone number. We are in a Cleanse and Nourish sale, and it's 25% off, and it runs through the 20th of September. So if people are wanting to get a catalog or pick up some immune support for this cold and flu season that will be underway shortly, this is a good time to do it.
Folks, this is real, actual, natural medicine. It's real from God's Word, the Bible. This is what God gave us, what Wendy makes here at Apothecary Herbs. And I know because I have every bit of it. I have my own apothecary, and she's kept me
Pastor,
going.
How long have you been taking our products? What, 20 years?
Yeah, at least 20 years.
Yeah.
So there you go. Phone number is 866-229-3663. Wendy, we're going to be listening. You know about the WHO, the World Health Organization?
Right.
Well, hang on, because at the other side of the hour, we're going to be finding out more about them. But, folks, the www.thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com is where you go up. You want to get Wendy's catalog because it tells you all of the different ailments and the natural medicines that God gave us, not Big Pharma, that God gave us to make us healthy. So we'll be back. We're coming up to the break. We'll be back right after this, so don't go away. Wendy, you got to hear all this. Be right back with more.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing!
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop-off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
Can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.